Drex Live on CKNW News Talk 980. It's everything Vancouver.
Yeah, getting into the 8 o'clock hour of the big show tonight. We're going to chat to Vancouver-based corporate lawyer next. His name is Aniz Alani. He says that the Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, has unappointed Senate seats and it's unconstitutional. He's going to sue the guy. He's going to sue the Prime Minister, like apparently.
The real Prime Minister? Yeah,
the actual Prime Minister of Canada. So I'm not sure how that really works, but Aniz is going to obviously shed some light on that soon. Apparently there are 16 Senate seats that haven't been appointed. So if you don't know about the Senate, it's apparently appointed by the Prime Minister. So if there's an empty seat, someone gets appointed into it. You know, for example, if there's an empty Senate seat and Chris Hadfield isn't busy doing anything, it would be appropriate to appoint him to a Senate seat because he's an upstanding citizen of Canada, and that might actually be a good posting for him. I'm just using that as a hypothetical situation because Chris Hadfield has very clearly stated that he doesn't ever plan to get into politics.
The smart man that he is.
Well, they wanted him to be the Governor General, from what I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, nah, I don't want to do that. Doesn't interest me. So we will talk to Aniz Alani coming up very soon and find out exactly why it's unconstitutional, what needs to be done, and what is the next step. In the meantime, good heavens, someone is trying to...
Connected to Vancouver with the CKNW app. Free to download from the iTunes Store. This is Drex Live on CKNW News Talk 980. It's everything Vancouver.
A Vancouver corporate lawyer is taking Prime Minister Stephen Harper to court for failing to fill 16 empty Senate seats, claiming the delay in appointing senators is a violation of the Canadian Constitution. Aniz Alani has filed an application in federal court calling for the appointment of 16 senators, arguing the Constitution requires the Prime Minister to fill those empty seats in a reasonable amount of time. To tell us more about this, Vancouver corporate lawyer Aniz Alani. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. What is a reasonable amount of time that the Prime Minister should be using to appoint these 16 Senate seats?
That's a very good question. I don't know the answer. I don't think it's about the 2 years that it's been, but I will leave it to the court to hear argument on that.
So 2 years does sound like a long time. Most Senates within Commonwealth countries that... sort of run on the English system and different variances here and there. Generally, you vote senators in. We don't do that here. They're appointed. Why the 2 years? Is he just not finding the right people?
I don't know what his reasons are. I understand it's been quite some time since he's last appointed anyone. March 2013, I believe, was the last time. We can all speculate as to whether there might be political disincentives for him to draw further attention to the Senate right now. But the fact remains that he doesn't seem to think that there is a time limit. It sounds like the opposition leader, I understand he's been reported, is also suggesting there isn't a time requirement. And so that's the question that I hope the court can answer.
The Senate's had a lot of problems, especially the last couple of years here with the Wallen thing and just a massive long list. Is there any chance here that you could actually start a bit of a grassroots campaign to change the way the Senate is appointed and actually make it something that you get voted into?
Well, that's certainly not my focus. I understand Prime Minister Harper has had designs on Senate reform for quite some time. There's a lot of people a lot smarter than I am who have a lot of things to say about what the Senate would ideally look like. My focus is just for the 16 seats that we have vacant now. Until we change the Constitution, I think he should fill someone to appoint them.
Is there 16 suitable people out there somewhere in Canada that would make suitable senators?
Well, I understand he found something like 59 in his time before March 2013. I have a hard time believing that his shortlist just evaporated afterwards.
Yeah.
I imagine his comment was to the press, I believe, that people aren't calling in, kind of, you know, pressuring him to name more senators. I don't think his objection is that he can't think of anyone. I think there's probably other reasons at play.
For those of us in the real world that don't really understand exactly what the Senate does, what exactly do senators do, and what makes a great senator?
Well, I understand senators are usually, you know, more senior parliamentarians who have experience in a wide variety of backgrounds.
Except for politics. Almost.
Well, maybe that's a helpful thing. I don't know. But the senators certainly do a lot of work. They do a lot of work in committees that, frankly, don't get a lot of public attention. They deal with matters that aren't especially sexy or going to get public attention, and maybe that's one of the reasons why that they're not elected. They don't need to worry about getting credit for the work they do.
It's kind of like getting a free job because it pays quite well.
Well, the salary is probably higher than a lot of Canadians earn, but I'm not going to suggest that the senators don't have a lot of work on their plate.
No, I know, absolutely. Look, the money's not as high as Ian Jarvis's salary from TransLink, but that's another conversation. Do you think, would someone like Chris Hadfield make a wonderful senator, do you think?
I don't see why not. I mean, there's a lot of people that Canadians look up to, but I think at the end of the day, as long as you have senators who meet the constitutional requirements and are willing to put in the time and effort to look at matters that are possibly complex and technical and essentially do the right thing for Canadians, I have no objections to them being one of the people to fill these 16 vacancies.
So your father's application in federal court, calling for the appointment of 16 senators, do you think this is going to get thrown out of court, or do you think this is going to be seen through? How do you think this is going to be received?
Well, it could go a lot of ways. Prime Minister could appoint people to the vacancies, and the question would presumably go away until another vacancy arises.
Yeah. I don't mean to be rude here in any way whatsoever, but is the Prime Minister allowed to go, hey, mind your own damn business?
Well, I'm not sure if there's a legal way of saying that. The Constitution Act says what it does. It says when a vacancy occurs, and my question for the court on judicial review is, is the Prime Minister's inaction something that the Constitution gives him the option to do? I'm asking them to weigh in on whether he has a choice to leave the Senate seats empty when the vacancies arise. And, I think it's an appropriate question for Canadians to ask. It's a legal question, I think, by large measure. And I think that's probably a good place to have it heard.
So when will you know whether this is going to happen or not?
Well, the federal court has its process. I won't bore you with the details, but I would expect the next substantial steps will probably occur sometime in the new year.
Have you, before obviously filing this application in federal court, have you contacted the Prime Minister's office and actually asked him the question?
I actually did. I sent him an email. I pointed out that I haven't gotten a response to it. I don't know if he's read it, but I said, I understand that you're saying that a lot of people are calling on you to do this. Consider me one of the people who would like you to do your job. Mm.
And did you get a response? Or?
No, I may have gone to a spam folder.
Really?
Well, I have no idea. I haven't heard back.
Have you maybe thought of making a phone call?
I have not.
I think this is interesting because I'm interested to know why that those 16 Senate seats are empty. And like you said, the thing earlier this month in Markham, Ontario, when you said, I don't think I'm getting a lot of calls from Canadians to name more senators right now, which is kind of odd. If there's 16 seats, that's a substantial number of senators. How many Senate seats are in the Senate?
There are 105 in total.
And 16 of those are empty, and they've been empty for, what, up to 2 years, some of them?
Well, the earliest vacancies have been around for coming on 2 years now.
Wow. This is incredible. Obviously, we're going to follow up with the Prime Minister's office because we have an email for one of their press secretaries, but we're going to ask the question for you.
I appreciate that.
Has anyone sort of said to you, hey, I don't know why you're doing this. Maybe it might be a waste of time. Has anyone actually said that to you?
No, not in so many words. I've received a lot of messages of support so far. I mean, it hasn't been around for a very long time. But
yeah.
so far, mostly supportive comments.
Yeah. Aniz Alani is a corporate lawyer from here in Vancouver. He's filed an application in federal court calling for the appointment of 16 Senate seats, arguing that the Constitution requires the Prime Minister to fill those empty Senate seats in a reasonable amount of time. It is we are yet to deem what is a reasonable amount of time, but I guess we'll find out in the coming weeks, won't we, Aniz?
I hope so.
All right. Hey, thanks for being on the show tonight. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks very much for having me.
You know, it's interesting that... that there's 16 empty Senate seats, because this is, before hearing of this story, like reading this story today, I had no idea that there was 16 empty Senate seats. And, you know, if you want a productive government, you want all of those seats filled. You know, if a politician resigns, you have to have a by-election, because that seat has to be filled. It has to be representative. There's someone that has to be sitting in there and representing you. But the Senate is different because they're appointed by the Prime Minister. It's kind of like jobs for the boys, so to speak. And, you know, and I'm not saying that Stephen Harper is the only Prime Minister that has done that. There's other Prime Ministers that they get to choose who goes in there. There would be, I would imagine there'd be some sort of committee that would sit down and go, here's some possible options. But to have 16 empty seats is quite a lot of seats when you think about it. Out of 105 seats, 16 of them are empty. So while it's almost like the government is running at, 90%.
Well, it also makes you ask the question, do we need the dang thing?
And you know what? Plenty of Canadians ask that. Why do we even have the Senate? What is the purpose of the Senate? What purpose does it serve? And if it does serve a purpose, why can't we vote in senators? Because they are literally jobs for the boys. If you have a great relationship with any political party and they happen to be in power at the time.
Mike Duffy.
Exactly. And you could quite literally walk into a Senate job. And I'm not saying that that the senators just get those cushy jobs because they want a cushy job. They might legitimately have ideas for positive change in this country. And that's a great thing. But why can't we do that and have it voted in, where you vote in those senators? So you know what? We'll contact the Prime Minister's office. We've got a contact in there and ask the question. I'm not sure that we'll get a response, but hey, you know what? We'll ask anyway. Because, man, 16 empty seats, that's a high number when you think about it. Considering they're on committees, they make decisions, they help run the country. And if there's 16 of them missing, is all the work that needs to be done getting done? We'll take a break here, get your news to 8:30 with Matt Lee coming up next.